Scripture reading will be from Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 17. Colossians 3, verses 12 through 17. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing one another and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. Above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God, the Father, through Him.
Thankful again to be able to study with you from the Word of God this morning. We're glad that you're here. As Jason read there in Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 17, that gives us a description of the things that you and I as Christians should be having in our lives, putting on these things as Christians. And so we're going to look at back up to verse 1 of chapter 3 and look at some things that builds up to this, but as we are baptized into Christ, when we hear the Word of God, we believe it from the heart, we're added to the Lord's body, the church, Acts 2:47. And so at that point, when we're baptized into Christ, we're to desire the Word of God. Desire the sincere milk of the Word, that as newborn babes in Christ, you may grow thereby. 1 Peter 2 and verse 2. So when we are baptized into Christ, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17, that if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. So in Christ, when we're baptized, being baptized, we're in Christ, so we are a new creature. We are no longer the old person of sin that we were before because we repented and we've turned from our sins, and the blood of Christ has cleansed us of our sins. Romans 12, verses 1 and 2 talks about the fact that as children of God, once we're baptized and once we are accepting the will of God, that there's a change in our life. Paul says, therefore, I beseech you, brethren, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your minds, that ye may prove what's the good, acceptable, perfect will of God. So when we're baptized into Christ, we put on Christ, we put off the things of the world, and put on the things of God. And so after baptism, then, we arise to walk in newness of life. Romans chapter 6, verses 1 through 4. Therefore, we are buried with him in baptism. And since we are buried with him in baptism, we bury the old man of sin and we rise to walk in newness of life. So having been baptized into Christ, the old man of sin, the sins are taken away. So now we're new in Christ. We start anew. We start afresh. And so we have that new beginning because our sins have been forgiven. So in that sense, when we're Christians in that point in life, there are things that will be put off. And we continue to put them off or put them away from us. And if they come along, we avoid them and don't put them on. We put them off and we put on Christ, wherein is righteousness. We put on Christ, wherein is salvation. We put on Christ in that we are patterning our life as Christ set the pattern for us to walk in his steps. Peter talks about the fact that Jesus set the perfect example that we should walk in his steps. He did no sin. There was no guile found in his mouth, leaving us the perfect example that ye may walk in his steps. And so Jesus set the example so that we can be this new man and this new woman in Christ be Christians and be like Christ, as Jason read there in Colossians 3, verses 12 through 17. So when we do these things, we put off sin. Sins are taken away in baptism. We arise to walk in newness of life. And at that point, putting on Christ involves a number of things. It involves putting off some things, and it involves putting on some things. Let's look at some of these this morning, if you will. Verse 1 of Colossians chapter 3 and verse 1 there, it says, when we put on Christ, we seek those things which are above, verse 1. So in putting off sin and putting on Christ, we're seeking a better place, better things, a better avenue of life, and that is the things which are above. That is the spiritual things, the things that come from God, the Word of God, desiring the sense of mental Word. And we're seeking then eventually to go to heaven because we're obeying God. So our life has changed. We're new in Christ. We're putting off the things that will keep us out of heaven. You know, and the Revelation tells us that there will be nothing in there, heaven, that defiles. No liar, nothing that worketh abomination. There'll be no evil there. It'll all be righteousness. So we need to prepare our lives here and be like Christ. And so putting off sin, we put on those things which are from above, seeking first the kingdom of God, Matthew 6:33. And by doing that, we set our mind on things above, Colossians chapter 3 and verse 2, and not on things on the earth. And so when we're walking not in Christ, we're walking in the ways of sin. Because when we're old enough to understand right from wrong and we have a responsibility to obey God, and we don't do that which is right, then we're doing that which is wrong. So we're sinning, and sin separates us from God. Isaiah 59. And so we know that all is sin, Romans 3:23. And the wage of sin is death, Romans 6:23. So when we put on Christ, we're seeking those things which are above, the Word of God from heaven, following Christ's pattern, and getting to heaven, and we're setting our mind on things above and not on things of the earth, just like Romans 12, 1 and 2 says, and to be no longer conformed to the ways of the world, but be transformed. So we do that by thinking on things above. 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17, talks about the world and the things of the world, the lust of flesh, the lust of eyes, the pride of life, and that these things are vanishing away. We're not to set our affections on the things of the world. Love not the world, neither the things of the world, because these things are passing away. So as Christians, we're putting the world off to the side, things of the world, and we're concentrating on spiritual things. Although we're living in the world, we're not partaking of the things of the world that are sinful and are separate from God. Well, in Colossians 3, verses 1 through 17, we see this happening. We seek the things which are above, and we're setting our minds on things above. So how can this happen in our life? How can this transpire that we put off sin and we put on Christ? Well, we know when we by faith confess Christ, repent of our sins, and are baptized, begin with, the blood of Christ cleanses us of all sin. But how does this transformation continue to go forward? How do we continue to be following Christ and follow Him and put on the things of Christ? Well, in verse 3, it says, for you died, what we say in Romans 6, 3 and 4, buried with Him in baptism, for you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. So, with the old person of sin died and our sins are taken away, so leave them there. Go forward thinking on things above and in Christ and in His blood. If we resist sin, we can be hidden in Christ, away from sin, because we're following Him and not the sinful things of the world. So in Christ we have forgiveness. And to put on Christ means that we faithfully obey God and we follow the things of Christ and not the things of the world. So putting off sin is the first step when we tie that idea of repentance. Go back to Acts chapter 2. Flash back to the day of Pentecost and the other examples of the New Testament that teach what we do to be saved, to put on the new man and walk in Christ. Those people were sinners. Some of them had a part in the death of Christ. They were religious, but they had to come to Christ to have forgiveness of their sins because the blood of bulls and goats and the law of Moses could not take away sin. And Christ had nailed the law, he'd fulfilled the law of Moses, nailed it to the cross and put into effect his will and his way, the gospel, the good news. So when Peter preached to those people about Christ and they heard of the Christ's death, his burial and his resurrection, and what they had done to Christ, they said, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" Well, what were they told to do? They were told to repent. Put off your sins. Turn away from your sins. Repent of your sins. Turn from them and come to Christ so your sins can be taken away in baptism. And when we rise to walk in baptism then, in newness of life, we walk seeking things above, thinking of heaven, letting the Word of God live in us and dwell in us, that the Word of God directs us. After all, the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. It is powerful, and it can save, and it can keep us saved if we obey it, because we're saved by the Word of God when we come in contact with the blood of Christ. So how does this happen? Well, once we're in Christ, we follow Christ and not the world. Well, let's look at Colossians 3 now and go back to verse 1 and look at some things that putting on Christ involves. Again, it involves putting away the sins of a worldly nature. Look at chapter 3, verses 5 through 9. "Therefore put to death your members which are on the earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry." Put off these things. Once we're baptized into Christ, our mind's set on heaven, so we're to put off the things of the flesh, the things that tempt us, the things of the world. Put those off, avoid them, stay away from them. Think of good things and stay away from thinking about these things so we don't do them. And then verse 6, "Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience, in which you yourselves once walked when you lived in them." So before we're baptized into Christ, we may be involved in these sins, or some of these sins or similar sins. But once we are baptized, we're new. We put off the sins of the flesh, and we put on Christ. And he says on then in verse 8, "But now you yourselves are to put off all these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language, out of your mouth." So he named some things in verse 5 and verse 8 that we're to put off. Why? Because we're in Christ. Because in Christ there's no place for these. In Christ, we're trying to stay away from sin, resist sin, so we've got our eye on heaven. Verse 9, "But do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds." So what do we put off? When we repent and are baptized into Christ, the old man of sin is buried, the old woman of sin is buried, and we rise to walk as a new, forgiven creature in Christ, and we put off the things of the world and avoid them. And he says in verse 10, "And I put on the new man who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him." So we are new people in Christ because we're forgiven. Now, doesn't mean we're perfect, but we're forgiven. And so as we go along seeking things above, reaching toward heaven, following the pattern of Christ, and putting off the things of the world, yes, I may make some mistakes. Yes, you may make some mistakes. Why? We're human. We may get tripped up. Or out of the heat of the moment, we may say something. Or we may let our mind wander. Or we may get involved in something. But we try not to do that because we're seeking things above. But if it does happen, in Christ, we can come to Him and repent of that, quit doing it, turn from it, and confess our sin and pray for forgiveness, and he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins. So you see, the new creature in Christ has forgiveness at baptism and then can get forgiveness if we make a mistake as we go forward putting on the new man, the new person. So we put off these things of the world nature, and putting on Christ involves putting on the new life. Let's go back to Colossians chapter 3, verses 10 through 17 that Jason read, and we're not going to read all these verses again. But verse 12, he says, "As holy and beloved, the elect of God, put on what?" Verses the things we read earlier. Putting off fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, covetousness, adultery, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Stop lying. Put off the old man and put on tender mercies. kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering. See the difference in those that are blood-bought and those that are not. See the difference in those that are heavenly-minded and spiritually-minded versus those that are worldly-minded and fleshly-minded. And even that, when we're Christians, we not only put on tender mercies and kindness and humility, meekness, long-suffering, but look at verse 13. Bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. So in Christ, we can be forgiven. In Christ, we can live better because we're following Him. In Christ, we've been forgiven. And in Christ, we have that attitude toward others that we'll forgive them. When they repent, when they confess, when they acknowledge, we forgive them also because that's part of being a Christian. But above all things, verse 14, what do we put on? We put on love, which is the bond of perfection. Why is love the bond of perfection? Because God loved us first. God loved us first and loved us so much that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him but not perish but have everlasting life. So God loved us first. His Son loved us first. And they bestowed their love upon us through the suffering of Christ, through God's grace and mercy, and through His sending His Word to us through the Holy Spirit. God's love is so great. So God loved us first. So how are we going to be when we're in Christ? We're going to love Him. We're going to love God. We're going to love Christ. But above all things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. So if we put on love that's patterned after the love of Christ, which is the greatest love man has ever known, that He gave up His life for everyone, for anyone, for all, for our sins, that's the greatest love we can know. And the greatest love that can be known with that is this Father giving His Son to die for us. That's the greatest love. Perfection in that the blood of Christ cleanses us from all sin. But then it also enables us to love God and love Christ. And in our faith, if we put it all together, we are following Him above all things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. And when we put on love for God and His Word and His will and His way, we're putting on Christ. And when that happens, look at verse 15. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. So in Christ, we're putting on tender mercy and love and kindness and the things of God, the things of above. We're putting on the Word of God. We're desiring the sincere milk of the Word. And look at verse 16. Let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with grace in your hearts to the Lord. So when we let Christ and His love and the Word of Christ dwell in us, we will keep those things off of us and out of us and away from us that were there before we were baptized. And that come up as temptations, we'll put them away. We'll go around them. We'll go over them. We'll avoid them. We'll resist them. And we'll stay on Christ. We'll stay on things above, concentrating on the new life, which is the good life, which is the only life that can lead to eternal life. Well, he says that putting on Christ involves being renewed in knowledge, verse 10. We renew ourselves in knowledge by studying the Word of God. Desire the sincere milk of the Word. Study to show yourself approved unto God. Desire the sincere milk of the Word. We put on Christ. And as we study and learn the Word of God and what the Lord requires of us, we'll put on the new life by adding all the good attributes that are ours to be had as Christians. Verses 12 through 17 that we read already. So this morning, let's be thankful that we can come to this quiet place to worship a true and living God who bestowed His mercy on us through His Son. His Son gave His life for us, that we can put off the things that keep us out of heaven, that we can put off the things that will hinder us from living a good life, and we can put on Christ, and we can put on those things. So putting off sin and putting on Christ, we find that when we've been baptized, we put on a new life. We add tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, and loving one another, and forgiving one another. Then when we do that, what will we have? the peace of God, it will rule in their hearts, and we can be thankful for all that. And we'll let the Word of Christ dwell in us richly with all wisdom. And we'll do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God through Him. We're blessed that God gave us His Word, His will, and His way, and that we have had an opportunity to hear it, and that we have opportunities to hear it. So, may I, as a person, and may you as a person, put on Christ. If you're here this morning and you haven't been baptized into Christ, understand that God's will is that you would be saved. He wants all to come to repentance. It's God's will, His desire. Jesus calls you, He calls me, come to meet ye, all you that labor and heavy laden, I give you rest. It's their desire that we would be saved, that we'd put away our sins, when we repent and we're baptized, our sins are washed away, that we'd, when we put on Christ, that we'd put off all the worldly things that can beset us, put off the sinful actions of life, put away the thoughts that may hold us back, that could hold us back and keep us from going to heaven, put off the things that can lay us aside from doing right, and put on every good trait that God requires and expects of us. I know the lesson hadn't been very long, but we sing the song sometimes, A New Creature in Christ. Oftentimes we sing that song after baptism, Buried with Christ, Rising to Walk as a New Creature in Christ. You're here today as a Christian. I'm a Christian. At one point, we begin that new life. Don't let that new ever grow old. Let's continue to refresh ourselves every day by the Word of God. Go to Him in prayer. Repent and pray to Him if we sin. Make things right. Have patience toward others. Let the love of God dwell in us that we can go to heaven and we can be a good example to others also. If you have a desire this morning to be baptized, we can assist you in that. If you're here this morning and there's something you need to correct in a public way and you need the prayers of the brethren, we'll be more than glad to help you. James is going to lead us in the invitation songs. Your subject, please come at this time.